In a report to be released today, William Thompson predicts that more money would go out of the Dane County area than will be brought in by expansion of the existing Ho-Chunk Bingo Hall in Madison to a full-fledged casino.
You have two negative factors, the factor that you're in a city and the gamblers will be people that live in the city, meaning you're not going to bring outside revenue in, and that the operator is going to be taking a large amount of the money out of the community in profits, and the operator lives outside the community.
A spokeswoman for the Pro Casino Group, Lisa Pugh, points out the local economy would benefit from casino jobs and $3.5 million a year in tribal payments to local governments.
As people realize just how serious our budget crisis is in Dane County and the city of Madison, and that the negative impacts that some people are afraid of are really unfounded, that we can realize that this is an amount of money that we can rely on.
Thompson says that money does not outweigh the social costs of gambling or the fact the Ho-Chunk tribe is based elsewhere. Pugh from the Pro Casino Group notes the anti-gambling forces hired Thompson to do and present the report.
This Dr. Billy Gamble is not from Wisconsin. He's from Las Vegas. And we know that he's been hired by the opposition group. So I guess it's not really a surprise that the results here would be negative.
But Thompson, a.k.a. Billy Gamble, says he's done several economic studies of casinos around Wisconsin, and not all were negative. For instance, he says if Schulzburg, a small town near the Illinois border, were to get a casino, it would be an economic boon for the town. That's because of tribal payments and the fact casino players would have to be recruited from bigger areas. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.